think one of the best statements I've heard so far in the markets today is feeders have found another gear. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield, and the quoting of the person is Joe Coyma with Coyma, Coyma & Varlick out of Sioux Center, Iowa. And let's just talk about this feeder cattle market. A nice trade for them once again. And as you said, they found another gear.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on today. And explosive. This feeder cattle market, we're looking at $30-some from our low that we didn't put too far ago in the rearview mirror at all. It's coming out after, some bad news about a plant closure that sent us, limit down last week, Monday. But that was about all the break that the market had in it anymore. And we at least kind of scored a pretty violent bottom, a V-bottom. And then looking around at the northern cash barns, even some of the southern cash barns, they just started to gallop out pretty good. And that that cash story remains here. We've seen the index in the feeders alone rally up about $14 or $15 here in the last 2 days. So we certainly saw another monster appear here with that cash market for sure.
Well, you look at that, and I mean, obviously it's nice to see some momentum after the struggle we've had the last week or so. Cash-wise, though, how much could this influence what we see in the market?
Well, I think it's almost going to kind of go back to, looking back 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, why we were at those prices that we were. It seems like this market is tired of, seeing some of these uncertainties. We're starting to kind of knock those over one by one, at least have them come to a head here a little bit. But it looks like we're almost going back to some of the base work here of why those prices were at the levels that we were, and the market's feeling a little bit better about that. The fundamentals remain tight, and for a while there we had to put some of the fundamentals in the backseat because we had a black swan event happen, but we're starting to get some legs underneath us here a little bit. One of the northern barns here on Tuesday morning for fats was pretty good. Granted, last week it was kind of a disaster, 8 to 10 lower in the cash there, but it looks like we got most of that back. I don't know if everything is going to be gaining this $8 back in every barn in the north, but at least it's certainly a quick violent stop that we could get some of that back there. Northern numbers are probably, I wouldn't call them big by any means. I would call them maybe just backed up here in the last several weeks. But the caveat here is that the South, basically, they have the tightest numbers that they have ever had. And we can see that in the spread with what they had in, for their cash cattle last week versus what the North had. And I would suspect that's probably going to remain the same here moving forward. And a quick way to clean up some of the cattle here in the North is to get some wheels underneath them, which has kind of already happened the last several weeks. So yes, we got more numbers here in the north. They're big. They've been that way all year. The Packers wanted them that way. And so it's not like we're sitting here with a Mount Everest of big cattle here in front of us in the north. And I think it can be picked away pretty clean or rather quickly than what we can see historically when we have a little bit of some carryover here in the north.
Well, and that new world screwworm, it's just getting closer and closer to the border. Even though the weather's getting colder and we should be seeing a slowdown.
Correct. I know that's always a hard one to kind of figure out. And last year, I think in January is when they kind of closed that border, or February when it's kind of cold as well. But yeah, there's some new cases that rose here the last several days. And I don't think the marketplace exactly knew that. I think there's a little bit of some knowing going on, but yeah, the last 27th and 20th of November, they found a few more cases kind of getting close. And that story just remains exceptionally bullish for the feeder cattle.
Well, before we wrap up livestock, let's talk a little bit about ASF. And you said to me that the hogs are kind of starting to realize that this is a bigger story.
Right. Yep. I wondered, seeing that headline kind of show up last week, you're like, okay, Spain has now had some ASF. We've seen in the past, like Germany and whatnot, and it wasn't always a huge maneuver in our hog world anyway. But this one is starting to maybe gather some momentum, and the futures today are kind of realizing that a little bit. We had a little 3-day skiff lower the last several days. Last week we did break a long-term downtrend line, so the correction was there. It was kind of nice, but it seems like the more I look into it, and I don't have all these numbers of where Spain exports to, or who will or who won't shut them off. But I do believe that it's a little bit bigger monster out there than what the futures realize right now. I do think down the line, and it might take 2 or 3 months, but we're going to see that we possibly have some more doors open for U.S. production to maybe fill in some of these slots that that Spain might be missing out until they get things under control over there.
Over to the grain side, Joe, we saw the soybeans kind of continue to extend their losses. Still not seeing any flash sales coming from China, though there are some rumors, and Reuters has said that there's cargoes getting ready to ship out.
Yeah, but even this morning, there's another headline about the Chinese are kind of saying that they're wanting and to make sure that they kind of get this first mark hit for what they kind of promised. And it might take into February, I think, is what I read off of there. So the market's kind of, it's still struggling to a certain degree here. I mean, it rallied $1.25 off the lows in anticipation of some Chinese business. And once we got it, the market kind of sold off. So it's buy the rumor, sell the facts. But the bigger picture that I have here in my mind is that the ending stocks for beans is historically low at 290. So I think that's the overall bigger picture I want to lend out there to producers, is that there's still some feet underneath here. But the market is going to want more solid reasons. You know, kind of keep that bull fed mentality in the days that we don't see much. The market is quick to kind of ease off there, which is probably okay. The market's going more sideways than anything. There's some lows today that I think we need to hold. Otherwise, you might just get a little bit more of a sell-off, but it doesn't feel like this thing has to go back, you know, towards those harvest lows by any means, just with the overall fundamentals that we do have. And the corn, that just gets very sideways. When you look at that chart there, this 450 for March corn is, you know, on the higher end of the range, and you could have this market break down to 430 without, you know, much news at all there. The ending stocks over 2 billion bushel is probably too much, you know, for the price levels that we're at. But the overall underlying demand that we have with corn exports certainly kind of holds off these 10 to 12 cent little dips there. So probably get used to that. So the next little while that corn market could stay pretty steady flat.
What are your thoughts on the ethanol numbers that were released today?
You know, I didn't see a whole lot of that necessarily. It seems like, you know, some of these numbers that we see can, I'm not sure exactly where these renewable fuel standards come from. Sometimes they can be positive, sometimes a little bit negative, but that's always a hard one to kind of figure out there. But I think the overall export demand that we have is probably a little bit more to go off of here currently.
And a lot of talk too about the feds. They've got a meeting next week, and I know it has that tie back to agriculture and the talk about another rate change.
Yeah, rate change is kind of all we hear. You see a little bit more coming from our president about how unhappy he is with some things there. And sometimes that can just send the market in a little bit of a tizzy too. And sometimes bearish news can become bullish and whatnot. That's a difficult monster, that stock market, to try to figure out which way they want to go, because you even see some of these unemployment numbers a little bit iffy, and then the market comes back against that. That's a tiring monster there as well.
Well, thanks so much, Joe. Joe Coyma joining us today with the Wednesday market wrap-up. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. You're listening to the American Ag Network.